Mais Tu avait acheté de la bonne viande avec Daouda. 2. Daouda essaya de vendre à Metou de la viande de poulet. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Combien de kilos de viande d'agneau Metou veut-elle? 2. Pourquoi Daouda propose-t-il du foie à Metou? 3. Pour Metou, à quoi ressemble la viande du lapin accroché? Vous entendrez comment utiliser le mode impératif. Vous entendrez aussi le vocabulaire relatif à la boucherie.
Come on, come and buy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the best fresh meat from Bantuka.
Hi, Daouda. Today, I'll take 2 kilos of tender lamb leg.
What's the occasion, Metu? Is it Valentine's Day or Women's Day?
Every day is Valentine's Day for me and for my husband.
Really? I can see that.
I'd like to prepare a special dish tonight.
I have everything you need. Beef, veal, mutton, even chicken and rabbit.
Didn't you sell me horse meat last time? I cooked it for 3 hours. It was too hard for my poor little old husband.
Metu, sister, buy him some leather. It would take you less time to cook and it's easier on the stomach.
Don't start again now, you sneaky salesman. Be polite.
Okay, Metu, don't worry. I have fresh mutton for you. Look at it. Did you say 2 kilos?
Yes, please. Say, what's that meat over there?
Rabbit. It's a whole rabbit. You want one? You'll be the first client. Come on, what will it be? Cutlet or legs?
No, thank you, Daouda. That hanging thing looks like a cat.
A cat? That's too exotic. I just sell common meat. And you know, everything has been controlled at the slaughterhouse.
Oh, please. When did the government build a slaughterhouse in Bantuka?
I have onions, charcoal, potatoes, pepper.
I thought you were a butcher. This butcher shop looks more like a bazaar.
We don't sell anything bizarre here.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue le boucher Daouda et la cliente Metu. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Metu avait acheté de la bonne viande tendre avec Daouda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Daouda essaya de vendre à Metu de la viande de poulet. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Combien de kilos de viande d'agneau Metu veut-elle? 2 kilos. 2. Pourquoi Daouda propose-t-il du foie à Metu? Ça prend moins de temps à cuire. 3. Pour Metu, à quoi ressemble la viande du lapin accroché? À un chat. Nous allons maintenant apprendre le vocabulaire de la viande utilisé par Daouda et leur traduction anglaise. Écoutez et répétez. Viande de bœuf, beef. Viande de veau, veal. Viande de mouton, mutton. Foie, liver. Poulet, chicken. Viande de lapin, rabbit. Répétons enfin ces phrases de Daouda et de Metu.
Come and buy. Buy him some leather.
Don't start again now.
Look at it.
Ces phrases sont à l'impératif. Elles expriment ici une invitation, une mise en garde, un conseil. L'utilisation de l'impératif à la deuxième personne est simple et le sujet n'est pas exprimé. Nous avons entendu Daouda et sa fidèle cliente, Metu. Vous avez appris le vocabulaire de la boucherie et aussi appris comment utiliser l'impératif pour exprimer une invitation, une mise en garde ou un conseil. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Today, Martin is at the dentist. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action en cours. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, vous allez apprendre à décrire une action qui se déroule. Martin se fait soigner les dents. Il a confiance à son dentiste et n'a pas trop peur. Martin trusts his dentist. Martin a confiance à son dentiste. Martin trusts his dentist and is not too scared. Il n'a pas trop peur. Vous savez, il faut aussi posséder les qualités personnelles pour devenir un bon dentiste. Martin décrit ses symptômes et l'endroit exact de la dent qui lui fait mal. It's on the right side. C'est la dent qui se trouve à droite. It's on the right side. Le dentiste est très prudent. Does that hurt? Does that hurt? Lorsqu'il est en train de frapper la dent. Cela vous fait mal? Does that hurt? Écoutons leur conversation avant que le dentiste commence son travail.
How are you, Martin?
Fine, I think.
Any problems with your teeth?
I think I have a problem with one.
Tell me which one.
It's on the right side, all the way back.
Is it an upper or lower tooth?
The lower right side.
Let's take a look. Open your mouth.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I dropped the mirror.
Isn't that bad luck?
Not for a dentist. Open up. I'm looking at that tooth. Is it this one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm tapping on the side. Does that hurt?
No. Now what are you doing?
I'm just looking.
Can you see anything wrong?
The filling is cracked.
Cracked? That's bad, isn't it?
It's not good. I'll have to fill it. But first I have to take out the old filling. Do you want something to stop the pain?
Of course.
All right, I'm ready. Open your mouth wide.
What is that?
I'm giving you something to stop the pain.
Okay, just a minute. I'm getting ready.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
It won't hurt. I'm putting something on first. Then I'm going to put the needle in. Here goes. Now, that didn't hurt, did it?
No, not at all.
I'm going to wait a few minutes. Would you like something to read?
Yes, please.
I'm drilling out the old filling now. Just a little more. Can you feel that?
Uh-uh.
I'm washing it out now. There, that looks good. You can relax now.
You're not finished, are you?
I'm finished with the drilling. Unless I find something else. I haven't checked everything. First, I'm going to fill this tooth. Relax a minute.
How long have you been a dentist, Dr. Jensen?
About 6 years. I was working in Southern Maryland before I moved to Baltimore. I joined Dr. Cohen here about a year ago.
Is Dr. Cohen going to retire?
Yes, but not soon. In a few years. He doesn't want to work so hard.
That's nice for both of you.
Yes, it is. Okay, I think we're ready.
Pour décrire une action en cours, on utilise le présent du verbe être ou to be, du verbe to be, accompagné du verbe qui décrit l'action. Par exemple, I'm giving you a shot. Je vous fais une piqûre. I am giving you a shot. Ou bien, I am pressing on your jaw. J'appuie sur votre mâchoire. I am pressing on your jaw.